With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a Florida business owner and co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. And he's also one of his associates, who is Katie French, who is an Adventure Catholic Retreat Specialist and co-hosts Adventure Catholic on Florida's Divine Mercy Radio. Thanks for being with us today, Alan and Katie.
Oh, thank you, Father. It's always a pleasure.
Well, listen, Alan, when I saw on your Facebook page you were talking about this book, I was surprised. Now, Alan, did you write this, or did Katie write it, or did both of you write it?
Katie, are you on?
I am.
Okay. Katie's very quiet.
Well, with you, she probably has to be because, you know, Katie, are you assertive?
I don't give her a chance.
I was going to say, hopefully you're assertive. Why don't you ask her that question then, Katie, since we want you to be assertive with Alan here.
Sure. So we both co-wrote it, and he did all the illustrations, and I told him when it looked bad.
Okay.
So we both put in a good amount of effort and a lot of time and a lot of effort into this awesome book. We're so excited about it. But he definitely did the illustrations.
Oh, okay. So Alan's the artist of the group, huh?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, great. Now, tell us about this, the amazing adventures of Bunny and Bear.
So we started thinking, we talked to a lot of teenagers and a lot of young adults and middle school. And, you know, we're trying to keep kids connected to their faith and help parents learn about their faith. And so with Psalm 23 has always been the focus of leadership for Adventure Catholic. And what Katie and I talked about is, you know, at what age do we start talking to kids about the faith? And really, we ought to begin talking to our kids about the faith from the minute that they're conceived. I remember reading books to my wife's stomach, you know, when she was pregnant, and just so the babies get to know your voice. And wouldn't it be great if they came out already knowing Psalm 23? So I think every exposure to God is a potentially life-changing influence for our kids. And so our book, The Amazing Adventures of Bunny and Bear, and there's going to be a series of them, but the first one that we're out with right now is called The Lost Sheep, and it really goes through Psalm 23, where Bunny and Bear, who are friends in the woods, and they live in the woods, and they find a sheep that's lost, and they say, what's going on, and why are you crying, because the sheep's crying, and he says, I lost my shepherd, and then we're not going to tell you the end of the story, you have to find it, but he finds the shepherd in the end of the story, so I ruined it, but you still have to buy the book.
Well, that's okay, but in the process, do you kind of describe the psalm in terms of why they pour oil on the sheep's head and all those kind of things?
It does, no. So, and that's a great question. So what we've done is really try to keep it where kids can understand it. Because if we go into like that deep of it, I felt like it wouldn't be from K to 3 is about what it's about right now. The kids, the target audience that we're reaching, kindergarten to third grade with this book, maybe fourth. But Katie actually works at the church with the children, and she's the aftercare director. So she's read this book to them in all the way up to like fifth grade, and they seem to really love it because we don't really show that it's Jesus until the end of the book. But we talk about being led by green pastures and laying down by still waters, and how the sheep just feels very refreshed and restored in his soul. So we go through all of that. We don't really get to the anointing with the oil. That's about the only thing that we didn't dive real deep into with it. But it's a really easy story to read. It's about 20 pages, and it's very colorful.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Katie, when you talk about, how'd you come up with a bunny and a bear?
That's definitely an Alan question. So if you don't know what Alan looks like, but he looks and acts like a bear. So
no, that's true.
That.
No, I've seen the pictures. That's true.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's just a bear. And you haven't seen me, but I definitely act as a bunny. And our relationship and our professional and everything else has just worked so perfectly that we're bunny and bear. And so we have another book where he gets very hangry, and which is very realistic to real life. And the bunny shows him how, you know, let's look at this, and really distracts him. And it just works out for bunny and bear that's just us.
So you're a team that comes together. Are you going to develop a backstory about how the bunny and bear came together to work on? Because it sounds like when you're working, do you work with the sheep as a team, Katie?
We do. Yeah, we work together real well as a team. With our retreats and our training and our book.
I mean, in the book. Yeah, I mean within the book, the story of the book itself.
The sheep. Yeah, we work as a team to help the sheep come and find who the sheep's looking for. It's very, very cute. You got to read it. It's very cute. But I love, so I work with a lot of kids. I know you didn't ask this quite yet, but I work with kids, and it's so hard to find a Catholic kids book that's not so wordy where it's like, this is a monster, and this is that and the other, where kids doesn't want to read all that. They just want to be related to and to see something with bright pictures and not be Disney and entertain them, but to just get them at their level. And so we really wanted to make a book that the kids wanted to read and see a real-life example of who Jesus is. And kids can do hard things where they can read those kinds of books, but we want them to see, like, that you are a sheep and, like, this is your shepherd. And the kids were super excited about it. I read them books before, and they kind of glaze over, or they're finishing their snack or whatever else. But they were really interested in this one, and they were, like, giving feedback because I kind of adventure Catholic them, where we speak the truth of love, Ephesians, and they gave good feedback. They're like, I loved that. I didn't know it was Jesus till the end, because usually it's really cheesy.
Well, I'll tell you, that's good, especially to get the feedback from the little ones, because then you can go in and maybe change this or change that, or they might even give you a good idea sometimes, huh?
Oh, of course. They always do.
Sure.
They're awesome kids.
Now, Alan, you said this is the first book. How many books do you think you two are going to be able to put together?
We've already got another one that's made. I'm just kind of doing some final touch-ups on it, and it's called Berry Hungry. So, like, the bear is kind of hangry, like I get when I'm going somewhere and I haven't eaten something. And Bunny calms him down. And the beautiful part about the next book is that she walks him. She's like, no, there's a bush over here. And then he's like, why would I want to walk all the way over there to get berries off a bush when I could just get these berries, but I just can't reach them? And she's like, well, let me show you. And so as they walk through the forest and they walk through the landscape, she's describing the beauty of God in nature. It's very Franciscan, but she definitely, like, calms him down, and they become like a team. It's a great dynamic. They work together. It shows friendship. It shows commitment, loyalty, and it shows, you know, that we don't have to be angry and anxious about a lot of things. So we're really trying to focus it on, this is step one, right? Understanding who God is, understanding our relationship with him, and understanding that he's all around us. And then when we get to our further books, then we develop a little bit more of the backstory, and there's going to be a book where Bunny's kind of scared of the dark, and Bear's telling her, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of, and she's like, of course there's nothing to be afraid of, you're a bear. And he's like, no, I'm not afraid because, you know, because I have God with me, or Jesus with me. And she's like, well, who's that? So, like, we're going to be showing different aspects of their relationship, but everything's focused around God, as it should be.
That's wonderful. Alan, you know, one of the things, we're talking with Alan Migliarotto and Katie French, who are basically a team at Adventure Catholic, who are working on this new wonderful children's book called The Adventures of Bunny and Amazing Adventures of Bunny and Bear. Have you done any audio work where you actually just put this on audio tape and then people can listen to it?
We've not done that yet. It's brand new, so we're looking for you know, advice and feedback on it. If you go to AdventureCatholic.com and click on our books, tab on the top, you can see it. And right now we have some pre-orders. I think I have like 20 left that I can still probably send out before Christmas if people are interested. But the others are going to be pre-ordered, and they'll be in next month.
I was going to say, yeah, you're going to have to send them out today or tomorrow probably to get them in people's hands by Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be getting one myself. I look forward to these because it's a great, this is a great idea that you and Katie have come up with to do this wonderful teaching. As you said, Alan, you know, you work with all ages from 8 to 80, actually lots younger than 8, from 3 to 80 now. And so I hope the parents really enjoy them. And Katie, any final words before we finish this up?
No, I'm just so excited for our young generation that, you know, that Jesus is for every generation, for every age. And Alan and I are just so blessed to be able to be part of their journey and their faith walk. And, you know, kids can do hard things. You have the two-year-old that goes to adoration. A kindergartner can read a book about a sheep following his shepherd. And I hope that it inspires them and helps them with their faith journey.
Well, wonderful. We're going to have to figure out how to produce the bunny and bear and kind of focus in on your features in the bunny and Alan's features on the bear and see where we can go with it. That's why you have to get an independent illustrator who does caricatures. I can just see that. And then we can have T-shirts made up and we can really turn you guys into a big ministry.
Oh, my gosh, please. I don't need T-shirts with me on it.
Oh, no, it's going to be a bear with kind of your facial features. That's what it'll be.
Oh my
I mean,
God,
you just take a picture of a bear and it looks exactly like Alan. So we're doing great.
Well, bears don't wear glasses all the time. That's true. Anyway, we've been talking today with Alan Miglioretto and Katie French about their exciting new children's book called The Amazing Adventures of Bunny and Bear, The Lost Sheep. Thank you for being with us, Alan. We'll put all this information on our show notes, and hopefully we can get you some more orders.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Have a good week.
Thank you so much.